Let's look here on page 12. Mosiah chapter 3, verse 11 says this. For behold, and also his blood atoneth for the sins of those who have fallen by the transgression of Adam, who have died not knowing the will of God concerning them, who have ignorantly sinned. See, what about the question of those people like the Aborigines in Australia? They don't even know about the law. They don't even know about the that they've transgressed, and they've not known the will of God concerning them. The Mormon missionaries have never visited them. The Mormons say, well, that's why they need to be baptized for the dead. However, this passage says his blood's already atoned for them. In the middle column, it's even more explicit. It says, wherefore he has given a law, and where there is no law given, there is no punishment. And where there is no punishment, there is no condemnation. And where there is no condemnation, the mercies of the Holy One of Israel have claimed upon them because of the atonement, for they are delivered by the power of him. For the atonement satisfieth the demands of his justice upon all those who have not the law given to them. For they that are delivered from the awful monster death and hell and of the devil and of the lake of fire and brimstone, which is endless torment, and they are restored to that God who gave them breath, which is the Holy One of Israel. So they don't have any sin. They do have forgiveness.